From NPR and Chicago Public Radio, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carl Castle, and here's your host at the Colorado Chautauqua Auditorium in Boulder, Colorado, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Carl. Thank you, everybody. It is good to be back with you. In fact, this week we are back with our friends in Boulder, Colorado, at the wonderful Chautauqua Auditorium here in the Rocky Mountain foothills. Now, this auditorium was built back in the late 19th century. It was part of a movement to bring culture, art, and learning to the American people so as to create an enlightened nation of citizen scholars. Well, of course, that didn't work, so what were they thinking? So now they're just using it for us. We have lots more proof of our nation's refusal to improve itself as we review the week's news and our quiz. So give us a call and get us started. The number 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. It's time to welcome our first listener contestant. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Krista Cole from Kaneohe, Hawaii.
Kaneohe. Where is that exactly on the islands?
It's on the windward side of Oahu.
Oh, wow. So you have a lot of tourists.
We do have a lot of tourists, but it's great. It's our primary industry, so it's a good thing.
Right. Do you have any tips for dealing with the tourists?
The best advice I can think of is just to smile when they want to put you in their various pictures.
Really? Well, welcome to our show. Let me introduce you, Krista, to our panel this week. First, say hello to a humorist and author who says he has no known weaknesses, Mr. Tom Baudet.
Hello, Krista.
Also say hello to a deputy editor and a blogger at the Houston Chronicle, Ms. Kiri O'Connor.
Hi, Krista.
And also say hello to a comedian who will be appearing at the Orpheum Theater in Phoenix on Saturday, September 15th, Paula Poundstone.
Hey, Krista. I think you have the healthiest attitude about tourists. I love that. Sometimes people lure you into their state and then they're mad that you're there.
Krista, welcome to our show. You're going to start us off, of course, with Who's Carl this time? Carl Castle. Going to read you three quotes from the week's news. If you can correctly identify or explain just two of them, you will win our prize. Carl Castle's voice on your home answering machine. Ready to play?
I sure hope so.
Oh, yeah, me too, because the time has come. Here is your first quote.
I dreamed about this as a kid. Unfortunately, when I dreamed about it, I was the one hitting the homer.
That was a man named Mike Basic. He's a pitcher for the Washington Nationals, and he will go down in history as the guy who served up the fastball that who hit out of the park this week?
Barry Bonds.
Exactly, Barry Bonds. Barry Bonds. Mr. Bonds finally hit his 756th career home run on Tuesday. He broke Hank Aaron's 33-year-old record. It set off a big celebration at AT&T Park in San Francisco and in various prison cells where Mr. Bonds' athletic trainers are now residing. Now, the achievement, of course, is controversial, partly because of the very credible allegations that Mr. Bonds has used illegal performance-enhancing drugs, and partly because, as a human being, Barry Bonds may be the biggest tool since steel-driving John Henry's hammer.
Oh, come on. Can we be fair to this guy?
I mean, yeah.
You look at other arts, and baseball is, if nothing else, it is an art, I believe. And, you know, do you hold the fact that the Impressionists used absinthe as a performance-enhancing drug against their work? The work of Sigmund Freud because he packed his nose daily. Is William Faulkner...
Sure would have liked to see him hit a ball.
Is William Faulkner any less of a Nobel laureate because he never wrote a sober word in his life?
Well, you know, I just want to say...
Why do our baseball players have to be
I've been trying the cream and the clear, you know, just to see how it would help me on Wait, Wait. So we'll find out.
Exactly. And fortunately for you, we no longer do urine testing.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. Krista, here is your next quote.
They want to fire him and give him new eavesdropping powers?
That was Slate.com's Dahlia Lithwick expressing amazement that the Democrats gave even more power to what controversial member of the Bush administration?
I would have to say President Bush regarding wiretapping.
No, you were right regarding wiretapping, but the person they gave the power to was one of his chief lieutenants, cabinet member, who they've been criticizing a lot.
Gonzalez?
Exactly, Alberto Gonzalez. Very good. The Democrats needed to take care of some routine tasks before splitting town for their August break. Budget resolutions, gutting the Constitution, that sort of thing. So they passed a bill that gave sweeping, warrantless surveillance powers to Attorney General Gonzalez, as well as the intelligence community. But don't worry, the bill says that all surveillance will be checked for legality by Alberto Gonzalez. True. The Attorney General will certify it. Now, what were the Democrats thinking? That maybe it's okay to give him that power because he's too dumb to understand all their big words. More likely, they were scared by the president's threat to paint them as weak on terrorism before the next election, because it may be bad to give up your freedoms, but it's a tragedy to give up that yummy navy bean soup in the Senate cafeteria.
Well, this just further proves my assertion that the Republicans still have pictures of the Democrats naked with goats somewhere in their files. It's the only thing that can explain this.
All right, very good, Krista. Here is your last quote.
I pull the lid off my father's urn, and out comes a bit of dad on the dining room table. I'm going, I can't use the brush and dustpan on this. You know, he went down a treat.
That was a notable rock star at last actually confirming to the magazine NME that yes, he did in fact once snort his father's ashes. True. Who was it?
Keith Richards.
Keith Richards, of course, Keith Richards. Who else? We have been we here at Wait have been on this story tighter than Mick Jagger's spandex pants. We first reported to you that Richards claimed to have snorted his dad's ashes, and then we told you that he had denied it. Well, this week, in an interview posted on NME.com, he finally came clean. He says, as you heard, that he was moving the urn, some ashes fell onto the table, and not having a dustpan handy, he did what came naturally to him. He did deny the rumor, though, that he mixed his dad with cocaine. Of course, when Richards himself finally dies, if he can die, his ashes will have to be removed by a toxic waste disposal team. Honestly, what kind of guy, you know, he's like saying, oh gosh, I spilled my dad's ashes. Well, I mean, really, is that like I guess to him, that's a tribute, you know.
I think it's a tribute. You don't think that's a tribute?
I don't think so.
He's better than having the Auric man come to him.
Carl, how did Krista do in our quiz?
Krista had 3 correct answers, Peter. So, Krista, I'll be doing the message on your home answering machine.
Well done.
Woo-hoo.